Daniel chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after that vision which appeared to me at the first. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, when I saw, that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai. And then I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and watched, and there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast could stand before him, and neither was there any that could deliver it out of his hand, but he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering what I saw was seeing, I watched, and a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and it did not touch the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came toward the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and it ran into him in the fury of his power, and I saw him come close to the ram, and he was moved with rage against him, and he smote the ram and broke his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he threw him down to the ground and stomped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. For this reason the he-goat grew very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And in its place came up four notable horns toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south and toward the east and toward the pleasant land. And it grew great to the host of heaven, and it threw down some of the hosts and some of the stars to the ground, and stomped upon them. Yes, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him that which is continual was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was thrown down. And a host was given him against that which is continual by reason of transgression, and it threw down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And then I heard one of the most holy ones speaking, and another of the most holy ones said to that certain one that had spoke, "How long will be the vision regarding that which is continual and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" And he said to me, "Until 2,300 days, and then will the sanctuary be cleansed." And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and had sought for the meaning of it, then I watched, and there stood before me one with the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, "Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." And so he came near to where I stood. And when he came, I was terrified, and I fell upon my face. But he said to me, "Understand, son of man, for at the time of the end will the vision be." And now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright, and he said, "Watch, I will make you know what will be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end will be. The ram that you saw, having two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Gracia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now, that having been broken, so that four horns stood up in its place, four kingdoms will stand up from out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and with the ability to understand enigmas will stand up. And his power will be mighty, but not by his own power. And he will destroy with extraordinary ability, and he will prosper and practice, and will destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he will cause deceit, treachery, to prosper in his hand. And he will magnify himself in his heart. And by utilizing shalom, or peace, he will destroy many. And he will also stand up against the prince of princes. But he will be crushed finally with the strength of his power. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. So you shut up the vision, for it will be for many days. And I, Daniel, I fainted, and I was sick for days. And I rose up afterward and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but no one understood it. End of chapter.